Today's No Sweat News, here you go. It's the bizarre stories of the day, the ones you want to save a brain cell for, because tomorrow we're giving away Ratfest tickets on the No Sweat News Quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Science has finally answered the question. The one that I've been wondering about for so very long.
Oh, really?
How much poop will I create over the entire course of my lifetime?
You've been wondering about that?
I have been.
Really? That's kind of disturbing.
And now, kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
No, it's absolutely 100% confirmed. I can confirm it's disturbing.
It's all kinds of very disturbing, man.
Let's interview my therapist.
Yeah.
He'll come on in and we'll have a full-on discussion.
Yeah.
Every day, science says the average person eliminates 14 ounces of fecal matter from their body.
14 ounces?
14 ounces. That adds up to 312 pounds of poop per year.
Okay.
By the time you're 21, that means you will have produced over 3 tons of crap.
Oh, my God.
Now.
What the heck?
The average man lives to 76. That means the average man creates 24,320 pounds of poo.
Wow. What a tally.
Women, you ladies.
More?
You make more.
Oh!
I'm looking at you, girls.
Oh.
If you are a woman, because your life expectancy. Thank you. Is 81, you make more. You make about 25,900 pounds of poo.
So let me just get this straight.
Now,
women are more full of crap than men.
Well, yes.
And we're both full of it.
I know you all think that you don't poo at all. That's the rumor. I'm sorry. You're not doing
that. They're robots?
But so what that means is, overall, if you add up all the people on the planet every year, we make 640 billion pounds of poop. Don't you think the planet would, like, sink? Wouldn't we get a little closer to the sun behind that?
Yes. That is weird.
Right?
I guess, where does it, I guess it disintegrates, I would think.
It goes somewhere.
It is strange, though, when you think about it.
I'm going to make
where
20.
Where does all the poo go?
I really feel like I'm above average on this.
Yeah, you feel like you have more than 14 ounces a day?
I really do.
You might.
The other day, I lost 5 pounds, and I could not explain it, other than I had been going to the potty
a lot. Oh, my God. There goes my breakfast.
Well, literally, there went mine.
Oh. Well, it was nice seeing you here, Mr. Bagel. I'll meet you later by noon when I'm not nauseous.
That's why it's called the No Sweat News. Now, Dateline the Internet for story number two. Lent began on February 14th.
February 14th, exactly. Yeah, I knew that as a good Irish Catholic that I am.
Now, the company called Enigma makes the popular computer virus program called Spy Hunter.
Okay, and I remember the video game, but
since the beginning, what are you supposed to do for Lent, Dave?
You're supposed to give up something, Carl.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to give up something.
Since the
beginning of Lent, the virus software Spy Hunter has seen a 17% drop in malware infections. And Enigma points this to the fact that people have given up porn for Lent.
I knew you were going to say that as soon as you said malware. Not me. Me too.
Because most of the malware that they pick up comes from infections from internet porno.
Ah!
So congratulations, Catholics.
Okay, and stop going to the porn sites.
When does Lent end? It's Easter Day, right?
I didn't give up that. Someone has to keep those websites going by giving them a consistent patronage, and I'm just doing my part.
Lent ends on Thursday, March 29th.
I'm just making sure that RedTube sticks around for when Lent is over. That's all.
We know what's happening on Friday.
Oh, golly. They'll call it Good Friday for nothing.
It's going to be a very good Friday. And finally this morning, somebody in Arizona, Elroy, Arizona, called 911 to check to make sure that dinosaurs are not real.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, please from it. Hi, do you have an emergency going on? Because I'm going to ask a dumb question and I want to hold you for something that different.
No, ma'am. You're okay. Go ahead.
What's this about dinosaurs coming to Eloy today?
A local park had a special children's event about dinosaurs, Day of the Dinosaurs. And they had realistic-looking roaming through the park. Dolores here.
Dolores?
Yeah, I'm not usually on day shift. I'm usually on night shift, so I have no idea. But let me look it up on Facebook for you.
Uh-huh. I'm like, there's no way it could be live dinosaurs. We're not in the
it's not real. I think they're made to, like, look real.
Yeah, they must be the that's what I was going to say, the electric.
Okay, it's called Day of the Dinosaurs, mm-hmm. Bringing the Past to the Present with Dino Crew Entertainment. And it's today from 12 to 3 at Main Street Park.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
I didn't think they'd be live ones. My brother's
I just didn't think they'd be live one, Dave.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're calling 911 for this nonsense?
I didn't think
they
could be.
This isn't Jurassic Park, Dolores.
They couldn't be real.
They're not!
Well, they certainly are.
Heads up, Dolores. Vampires aren't around. The Loch Ness Monster isn't here, and you're not going to get eaten by Sasquatch anytime soon.
There goes the no sweat news.
However, UFOs are very much walking amongst us,
Absolutely.
Dolores.
The aliens are here.
Trust me.
I think I'm in a room with one right now.